You're listening to TP Cast, the one and only podcast for Thomas Productions, Inc. Each week we bring you the latest info about our newest film productions, as well as other news associated with Thomas Productions, Inc. Hello and welcome to TP Cast episode number 13. This is for the week of January 12th, 2007. And I am Lane Thomas.
I'm Kyle.
And I'm Kevin. And you know what? I think that the break we took went by really fast.
It did.
But I don't care. I'm happy to be back.
This is really cool, this new podcast GarageBand thing that we're going to get to later, I guess, right?
Yeah, so happy 2007.
And we hope you enjoyed your Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I saw that you changed the TPCast site.
Oh, yes, and I will talk about that later in our next segment, which is right now. Okay, we got a lot of new stuff to cover, so we'll jump right into it. You know that MacBook that I wanted? I got it.
Actually, no, you didn't. You got a MacBook Pro with Intel Core Duo.
Is it better?
Overall, yeah.
You would rather have this one than the other one?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, it's 15 inches. It's got
a 15-inch screen.
15-inch? Whoa! Well, I like looking at this thing there.
So it's a 15-inch screen and it's got a camera built into it. And where you can take
really funny pictures.
And so far, we haven't located the microphone, so we're just huddling around the
computer. I tried hooking up that other mic that we had on the other computer, and I hooked it up and I tested out recording my voice, and it sounded worse than this. So that it seemed kind of odd to me, but, yeah.
Okay.
So, I got the MacBook, and I also got Final Cut.
It's an enhanced.
You got it?
Well, Final Cut Express HD.
But you still got it?
Yeah.
Whoa! Let me see it.
It's an advanced. Isn't it like the enhanced version of iMovie, right?
It's not an enhanced, but it's like the next step up.
Make movies like a pro. When you're ready to create more sophisticated home movies or business videos, Final Cut Express HD delivers a powerful... No one wants to know.
That was funny.
No one left.
Okay, and because of this new Mac, we are able to have what they call an, quote, enhanced podcast. And that means that if you're listening to this podcast through iTunes or through an iPod, and also I think maybe, like, QuickTime, then as you're listening, and, like, as we're talking about the MacBook, a little picture pops up, and it shows a MacBook. And it shows different pictures for our different segments.
Also, we're doing this podcast on Lane's MacBook rather than his desktop computer.
Yep. Yes. And that...
Which is in a Mac, by the way. His desktop is Windows 8.
PC. And so, because we now have an enhanced podcast, you can see pictures and there are little chapter markers. So, like, if you want to get to the next segment really bad and see what's new, you can skip ahead. But you can, as far as I'm concerned, you can only see the pictures on an iPod or through iTunes. So, you should listen to this podcast that way.
Also, GCast.
Oh, yes. And because we have this new enhanced podcast, which is great, it comes, like, once you export the media file from GarageBand, it creates a different type of file. So, GCast only accepts MP3 format.
That means no DCast?
That means that I have changed our user, so we are no longer using Gcast. Instead, we are using Podomatic.
Omatic!
Because we changed providers to Podomatic, that means that we have a different, what's called an RSS feed. So if you had, like, previously subscribed to our podcast through iTunes or another podcatcher, you need to register or sign up to get podcasts through the new RSS feed.
So, Lane, I guess you're going to have to do the January newsletter because I'm not going to be able to do any of this.
Okay, but it was... The newsletter that we sent out was
the new year. The January newsletter.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so... Yeah, definitely listen to this podcast through iTunes or if you have a color iPod. Okay. So,
TP now, site shop overall changes?
Yes. We have added a shop to thomasproductionsinc.com.
A shop?
Meaning you can buy stuff online?
We are starting out with a couple of... I believe we have a little keychain, a tote bag, or a bag.
What else?
I'm digging into my memory.
Wait, did it say, like, TP cast on them?
No. I'm trying to dig into my memory. Oh, a mug.
Wait, anything on them?
No. What you do is, you can go and check it out, but you can first choose a product that you want, and then you can choose a picture.
And they'll
that's available for it.
And then they'll put the picture on the item and send it to you.
Yeah.
That's cool. Like, what pictures do you have?
Right now, we're starting out with.
You should have this TPCast picture.
Like three to five pictures from Pirates of the Backyard.
You should add that one.
Maybe.
No, Lane, you shouldn't. It'd be good for keychain.
And so go check that out.
Definitely check it out. Definitely.
The way that this is possible is I'm going through FedExKinkos.com. Okay. Now, because of this new enhanced podcast, there isn't really any need for show notes anymore. So, I'm thinking about discontinuing the show notes. So, if you have a reason why I should or shouldn't stop the show notes, give us a call.
Or email.
As some may know who have subscribed, the TP Club newsletter is now back after a long, delay.
I actually typed up this one.
Yeah.
So, if you get it, then just remember Kyle typed it.
Woo! Yeah.
Okay,
Kyle typed it!
You're having way too much fun with the volume levels that you can actually see.
Okay, I'll stop now.
So, now, we're going to play some voicemails.
Wait, I wonder if I can hear my whispers. I can.
That's enough. Okay. Okay, here are some voicemails.
Yes, this is Ted Finkelfein from Skippy's Peanut Butter. I noticed in your iPod that you left out the most important ingredient for Mrs. D's cookies, that is the peanut butter. We're all very, very upset at Skippy's here, and we are thinking of legal action. So wait for us. We will be serving you with legal papers. I am very, very, very upset. Remember, peanut butter goes with Mrs. D's cookies.
It's so funny.
Yeah. Forgive me that I forgot the peanut butter in cookies.
Why don't you sue him for suing you? Wait, no. Was it legal papers?
For those of you who are just joining the podcast, in our last episodes, we described, like,
go to
what
the old
we bake over the holidays.
Go to the old GCast website and listen to it.
Yeah.
And we described our favorite holiday cookies, and one of them was the cookie.
So, any more? Are there any more?
Am I spitting?
Voicemails to listen to then?
Yes, if Kevin can.
My back hurts.
Sustain Hold himself.
On. Go ahead.
Okay.
This is what I like to do for my holidays. This is my tradition. Excuse me.
Okay, I didn't get it.
I did.
Wait.
But, unfortunately, you couldn't really hear very well, so I kind of cut it short. So, I hope you don't mind. If whoever that caller was, if you send us a better quality version of that, we'll be glad to play it. So
yeah, you can still,
and
I guess.
And please do, because I didn't really understand
You can
it.
Still, for next week. Give us your holiday traditions, I guess.
Yes. So.
If you missed your chances.
And we encourage callers that we don't know who they are, so that we. Yeah. So we can talk to them and have them become a member on the forums, and finally it'll be 8 instead of 7 members.
Yeah, okay, so we have another voicemail to play, right, Lane?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play this one.
Hi, TP. This is a TP fan calling, and I wanted to share my holiday memories. Thank you for continuing to let us call in after your holiday shows. Didn't get a chance before, so that's good. My two earliest memories I wanted to talk about were when I was about, I think I was 3, it snowed here, actually, and I think this would have been 1976, I'm thinking February. So I would have been about 2.5, I guess. And I know this isn't technically a Christmas story, but it's February, but Christmas-like. And it was just really exciting, and we built a snowman. And I remember the bird bath pond kind of froze over, and we kind of had some little dolls, those little people, we had them skate around, and that was really fun. So that's probably my first memory anyway. And then the other neat thing that's definitely a Christmas memory, and I think it's the first one I can think of, is the tradition in our house was to all gather in the bedroom, in the bed of the oldest sister. So at the time, it was Lane's mom, Judy, and we climb into her bed, Jenny and myself, and we just wait in there all cuddled up in the big bed and wait until Mom and Dad said it was time to come out, and we just couldn't wait because I think they were, getting ready. getting ready and breakfast and all that, and they didn't want us to come out until everything was set. So, that was a really...
Yeah, I think you kind of got cut off. Sorry about
that.
You went
too long. You could maybe,
it's
call again.
2 minutes max.
So you might want to call again.
Let's see what the next voicemail is.
Hey, you cut me off. That's alright, I talked too long. Yeah, so thanks for asking of us about our memories, and I really liked hearing about all your guys' memories. I loved hearing that. And I'm so glad that the letter has come back. I got ours a week ago, and it's up on our fridge, and I love the pictures that you have on that. It's a good touch. So I'm really glad the newsletter's back. So, yay, the printer's working. So, yeah, can't wait to hear the next podcast, and keep up the good work. See ya. Bye.
Oh. Yeah, she just said that she didn't read it. I guess she's not going to call back.
So, thank you for calling.
That call proves that we have at least one listener.
I think it, all the voicemails prove that we have probably three listeners.
do we have any more to listen to?
We do.
Hi, this is Jenny Sevilla Jones. I'm a TP fan, and I'm calling in with my Christmas tradition. Actually, mine is my first Christmas memory. I really liked hearing you guys' Christmas memories. And my first memory of Christmas is in our family, we had always had birthdays and each person would open presents. And I was aware of that. So about 4 years old, it was Christmas. And everybody was opening the presents. So I said to my mom, hey, Christmas is everybody's birthday, isn't it? And she smiled and she said, you know, Jen, it is. And that's my memory. Bye.
Well, thank you for calling. And that was our last voicemail. So
we got a lot.
We did.
I wonder how she remembered that. It says he was 4.
I remember stuff from around that young.
I remember my 5th birthday.
Yeah. I remember the day I was born.
I
might remember something.
I don't think he's going then.
When I was in the hospital.
I really do think
so. Did I say hospital? I meant hospital.
Okay. So, we still have 7 forum users, and our users have posted 568 articles.
That's a lot.
Most of them are mine.
Piece of one lot.
A lot of them are mine. Yeah.
Yeah, don't leave it.
Alright, our poll results from last week. The poll was, is this truly the most wonderful time of the year for you? 25% voted yes.
Woo!
That's one person, right?
That was me.
25% voted no.
I voted no.
And 50% voted ...
Does that mean I'm not sure?
Yeah. Okay. Now, our poll for this week. Our poll for this week is, did you make any New Year's resolutions?
I did.
And your choices are yes or no. And also, if you voted yes, please say how many resolutions.
Can we state what they are, too?
If you want to. Okay, now we have something special and brand new. Okay, the something new is a brand new pirate slash Star Wars count.
Count meaning like countdown to...
Yes, a countdown. We're counting the days till Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, which is May 25th, 2007.
Ooh.
And that...
That's not that far into the future, is mm-mm. it?
Well, it sort of is, 5 months.
And that day happens to be the same day, the same exact day that Star Wars turns 30.
Oh.
So that's why it's a pirate slash Star Wars count.
Wow.
Kevin, would you like to do the honors if you can read the fine print?
Pirates slash Star Wars count, 19 weeks.
That's a lot of weeks.
Wait, is that exactly?
It's from the point of Friday, that's January 12th, 2007.
That's about one whole semester in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to our TP movies section. And believe me, we have a ton of news.
Yes.
And we're back. And...
Well, we were never really gone.
Are you shitting?
I don't know why I picked up my wind-up flashlight and unwinding it that I got for Christmas. Okay. The latest news, this is in order of newest.
In order of news.
Order of new... News?
I do have some poop news, so I'll tell you that.
Okay. Alright. We have made, or I have made, a new music video. And it is, the music is from, the movie Aragorn.
Woohoo!
I ended up with the soundtrack for that. And
yeah, I really liked the movie, but the book was way better, so read the book. Let's read it!
I ended up using the song from the credits, and using the music, I set Star Wars footage to it.
The song is, I can't think of it.
Keep Holding On.
Yeah.
And, alright, that's enough.
Kyle, you like that song?
I didn't say that.
And so... I found the footage because I cannot figure out for the life of me how to get footage from a DVD onto the computer. So I took some from the internet and edited it. And so it's on the website for you to see, www.thomasproductionsinc.com.
.com.
Go there. So, the next down the line in newness... is New Year's with Anakin.
Yeah, finally we can reveal news about that, right?
Well, there was on the website.
Yeah, but, okay, that movie we made, on December 16th.
That's when we actually filmed it.
Yeah. And the 17th also.
But I had it edited, and you guys and everyone else who's there watched it on January 1st. And that's appropriate because it's New Year's with Anakin, after all. Okay, the preview for that is on our website. Again, www.thomasproductionsinc.com. So, there are also pictures of the New Year's with Anakin movie on our website. And, okay, also, because of this shiny new Mac that I got for Christmas, I was able to... burn tons of stuff to DVDs and edit tons of stuff that I wasn't able to because of Pinnacle, which is retarded.
Stupid Pinnacle!
So, I re-edited Pigeon Gone Punk. And burnt that to DVD.
Lane got a new... archive.
Well, yeah, using a gift certificate I got for Christmas, I bought a big folder, like CD folder, to keep all our movies in.
Yeah.
And also, I imported the bootleg versions of our Pirates of the Backyard movies, because the regular versions are basically dead, because of Pinnacle.
Would you rather not re-edit them and have them burn to regularness?
What do you mean?
Like, if you re-edited them on iMovie or Final Cut, they would be better and perfect quality, would you?
Still, it wouldn't be exactly the same. Maybe sometime down the road, I'll do like George Lucas and release like a special edition or something.
3 years later.
30 years later. Alright. So, now we're down to, regular news. So, Kyle, any poop news? By the way, for those of you who don't know what poop is, it's a movie that Kyle wrote and directed and filmed, and now he
has some news.
Okay, I didn't edit it.
Oh.
However, Pinnacle is now installed on our desktop.
Yay!
So you can...
That's kind of a yay.
So you might be able to expect poop sometime soon.
Good. Alright, and again, if you have any trouble with Pinnacle, let me know. I may be able to help you out. May. Because my cousin also... had Pinnacle.
Wait,
and
with pictures, you know how to make them zoom in and zoom out and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome.
Mm. Awesome!
Okay, so...
But my cousin had Pinnacle, and it got retarded there, too.
It'll probably get retarded at our house, too, and then we'll use iMovie, which we have.
Okay.
We have a limited supply of anyway. Okay, apparently, director's news.
Yes, director's news.
Yes, the script is almost done.
Good. I believe I sent you an email, and we'll discuss that later.
Yeah, I haven't checked my email in a while, but I will hopefully get to today as well.
Okay, Kevin, any Jailbirds news? No?
No.
Okay.
All this time. What was it, 2-3 weeks? I haven't been.
Poor you.
I should send it to you. Or Kyle.
If you send it to me, it won't get done.
If you send it to me, it certainly won't get done.
If you send it to me, it won't get done. Or I know what we can do. We can just film what we have on the script and then make up the rest ourselves.
Well... It's your movie, so you're directing it, you're writing it, you're gonna film it and stuff, and you're gonna end up editing it, so it's up to you, and if you send it to me, I'll try my best, but don't count on me.
I won't, then, I just won't send it to you.
You know what I'm gonna do? I will finish tomorrow!
No, I actually don't remember. Maybe.
Okay, maybe. Apparently we have lots of time left, meaning lots and lots.
I do have one other piece of news.
Oh, good. Please tell all.
So,
for all to hear.
I just opened Final Cut last night. Because I got it yesterday. Oh. So.
Isn't that confusing?
And so, the first thing that I'm... Even though I have a little experience with Final Cut Express... But my first project that I'm doing on it is a remake, or not a remake.
Re-edit
of The Kidnapper.
Which one? Remake or non-remake?
Original.
Originally! I want to remake that movie again for the fourth time. make it for the fourth time, remake it for the third time.
And for all of you peoples who don't know, The Kidnapper was the first...
I've got news.
The Kidnapper was the first movie that we did, and let's just say it wasn't very good, and...
So we remade it twice, one of them was lost, one of them we still have, and it has a penny that none of you know, probably.
I think I'm gonna re-edit our remake of that after. Do that and maybe, like, make it into one DVD.
I'd rather just remake it again.
Like, have the, like, burn all of those to one DVD. Like, have the original edited.
Oh, do you know
the original, like, unedited, and then the remake. That would be cool.
You know what we could do?
Yeah.
We could remake it, but have it exactly like the original, but just having us be older, like...
I think that might be a little, bad. Because...
I'm in this guy's house.
It would be listed under a comedy.
And I'm gonna knock him out.
That is a good idea, though. I mean, to remake it again, so it's better. Because, uh-huh. For those of you that don't know, The Kidnapper was the first Thomas Productions movie ever.
I said that.
Oh no! He's gone! I better go look for him.
Okay, so, I said I had news.
He has news! We better go listen to it.
This is my news here.
That's his news!
Thomas Comics, Inc.
Oh yeah, we started making comics.
Wait, stop. Okay, Thomas Comics, Inc. is, a division of Thomas Productions, Inc. They're not movies, they're comics that we can make with a thing on Lane's MacBook called Comic Wife. And you can take pictures using the little camera on the MacBook Pro, and you can insert them into a little thing and type text for it, and you can print it out, and it's a really, really cool comic. We've got two issues. One is called Cashews, and the second is called Random.
So, I think since we're kind of bored, we're gonna stop the podcast. And finish up.
Okay. So sorry for its shortness.
Shorter than usual. Okay. Our info. Our website, as we have said before, is thomasproductionsinc.com. And if you want to call us, you can call us at 408-565-8784. And we have a new email address. So now, when you're listening, if you have comments on the podcast or want to say something, you email us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com. And if you go to thomasproductionsinc.com and go to the page that says TPCast, you can email us directly from there. And how convenient. So.
That's just cool.
So that's all our info. And remember, listen to this podcast using iTunes or a color iPod.
Then they wouldn't be able to listen to it if they wouldn't be able to hear your advice if they didn't have iTunes. They wouldn't be listening to it if it wasn't on iTunes.
No, because I linked the new page to the site. And there's no reason why people shouldn't have iTunes because it's free.
It is. Songs cost money.
Well, you don't have to buy songs. You can just upload your own from your CDs. And woo! So that ends this podcast for this week. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye. And
yeah, I'm co-host Kyle.
I'm co-host Derek Kevin
Schnitzel. And I'm co-host.
No, you're host.
No, yeah. We're all co-hosts.
We're all co-hosts.
Okay, fine.
And I'm Lane Thomas. And so, we'll see you next week. Bye!
Bye!
Bye.
This episode of TPCast is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. All non-original music, audio, names, brands, etc. are copyrighted and trademarked to their respectful owners. No infringement intended. All original recordings are property of Thomas Productions, Inc. If you liked the show, you can visit our website at thomasproductionsinc.com. There you can find videos, blogs, pictures, polls, articles, and much more. Also, you can call us at 408-565-8784 or email us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com. And as always, thanks for listening. This is the TPCast crew, signing out.
And
for those people that don't have iTunes?
No.
iPod?
No.
What?
Well, what, there might be some people who don't listen to it and just want to know what's on it, but, you know, that would be for Anakin.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. Anakin doesn't want to put out with all the stuff, so he just...
Okay, anyway.
Okay, so... A countdown is today. That didn't make sense.
A countdown is today.
Okay. www.thomasproductionsinc.com.
You should make another PB for it. And hey guys, do you want to hear something?
No.
It's from the Aragon mobile game that's on my phone.
You have an Aragon mobile game?
Yeah. Here, listen to it. It's really cool. It's a theme song for the video game. Because, you know, we have the video game, too.
I didn't know that. It's a nice phone, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, it's not done.
It's really good.
I guess it's good for a phone.
Because there's... This is the same song as on the video game.
Yeah. So now, we still have a bunch of
fish. Sorry.
We have a bunch of fish?
No, I was seeing if I could make something look like a fish.
You're having way too
much. See, like that looks like a fish. My fish test didn't.
You're having way too much fun with this motion thing.
Those look like glaciers. I'm making glaciers right now. I'm glacier.
Okay.
There. Are you happy now? I closed it.
No! Wait. We can still see it there.
But it's not as visible as that.
No! No, it's not as fun.
Whoa! I'm bored.
Yeah. There any other news to talk about?
Oh! Did we finish?
I know. Why don't we say what presents we got for Christmas?
I don't feel like it.